I do have to bring up Soonpaik's CMIC data, because I think that it will be great if somebody else can confirm what we have seen, because it is remarkable the difference that we see between the two patients. And again, a lot of it is the hazards. The co-amplified patients with chemotherapy do very poorly in the control group, and we're still waiting for a recurrence after 2 years with the addition of the Herceptin. I mean, it's just remarkable, the separation of those curves and the plateauing. I mean, it really is suggesting something's going on there. And the interesting thing on the CMIC non-amplified, we're seeing recurrences, the curves separate, but it looks like a typical chemotherapy curve, and that you're seeing continuing recurrences even with Herceptin. Like, there's something going on there. So we're very anxious to see what happens, and we're struggling with that in the replacement study, because if your CMIC positive patients are well above 90% with standard therapy alone, do you want to continue that third of patients in layering on more treatments?
How are you going to improve on such a good thing?
If that is true, then maybe the difference between what we're seeing in our concurrent therapy and the sequential is the sequential isn't providing that benefit in that subset of patients.